officially, I believe, come out next Tuesday. We were talking during the break. I thought I saw one at Barnes & Noble when I was there, but clearly.
It might be out already.
Nah, you know, it probably was a rookie on the cover. Layton was running around playing with the toys, and also I was not paying so much. I wasn't like I was sitting down reading it like the guy at the like waiting at the bus stop with the newspaper. So, but somebody that has knows a lot about the magazines and a chance to work with them over the years, and always enjoys his take on talking college football. Brent Baird of College Sports Notebook joining us here. Brent, I hope you're having a nice weekend to a nice Monday here.
Well, I am, and I think, guys, that we are on the verge of having magazines out. I think certainly by next week, if not this week. In other words, last year, the magazines were out on May the 16th. So today's the 17th. And I believe before the end of the week, I think we'll have them. Now, Chad, that's a good point, because if you're looking at, and I've already been on the prowl, okay? If you're looking for magazines, I know Lindy's has got several different magazines, and they've got a draft magazine, and then they've got a baseball magazine. So it's easy to see that Lindy's and automatically think is college football when it might be something else.
Brent, when you look right now at the season and getting set to go here, one team, and I know you guys cover Florida mainly, but also because of Georgia not being too far, you guys sort of have a mix of people. That's one of the big reasons why they play the world's largest outdoor cocktail and that rivalry right there, and I'm still calling it that, right there in Jacksonville every year. But when you talk about the Georgia Bulldogs, do you see them going into the season, just in your opinion? Because I still have my question marks whether he can lead a team to a national title in JT Daniels. But do you see Georgia as a true national title contender next year?
Well, a lot of people think they'll win the division. And if you win the division, the SEC, that means you're in the championship game. And if you're in the championship game, you are basically very close to being in the playoffs. The problem they've got is more with the offensive line. That's what Kirby Smart said, guys, at the end of spring practice. He said that there would be the biggest gap is between now and the fall as far as the offensive line. I think it's also for the secondary, although to their credit, they have firmed up some holes in the secondary. Brandon Turnage, coming from Alabama, the former four-star recruit, is now in that bunch too. So, I mean, all in all, and then you've got questions at wide receiver, Fred Pickens with that ACL, Arian Smith also clocked a 10-4 in the 100-meter dash in the SEC Track and Field Championships. He hadn't done a whole lot, but he sure is fast. So, guys, I think if you put all that together, you're going to have a lot of people looking at this Georgia team as being the Eastern Division title winners. And if you can do that, the sky's the limit, just about.
Yeah, Brent, if you look at I'm looking at Mark Schlabaugh did a post spring top 25, and Georgia's third on that list. And they've lost Trey Hill and Ben Cleveland to the draft, as well as Stokes and Campbell in the defensive backfield. In terms of their path, is there obviously the Clemson game stands out the most? Is it really just that Clemson and that Florida game that are the ones to watch for Georgia, or is there another maybe one or two that you would keep your eye out for? In games that not necessarily Georgia would lose, but it might be a little bit closer than some people might think, at least from right now.
Look, the point that is for them would be if you go back and you remember just a few years ago, the South Carolina game, even in Athens, to lose that game, well, we didn't think it was possible. Frankly, I think you've got to look at a lot of this right now is a possibility. I think the frankly, if they even lose to Clemson, I still think they could be okay. Although I think Clemson with that ACC schedule, you've got a lot that you've got to deal with that, but not as much as you do the SEC. Auburn is a big rivalry always for them, right? So I think you've got to deal with that also. I agree with Clemson. I agree with Florida, but Missouri could be good. We think that's really possible too with Eli Drinkwitz and what he's done there. So, guys, I frankly think right now I think it's more I won't know if you call them the minor games beyond what you're there they might expect it to be challenged. That's where the problem could be for them this year is just getting upset somewhere when they don't expect it.
Speaking with Brent Baird of College Sports Notebook, you can follow him on Twitter at Brent Baird, BEAIRD. Now, Brent, looking at some of these guys that sat out last year, now it was different. It was COVID. A lot of people did it for family issues, the shortened season, just really the unknown, and they had a better chance to get ready for the season, training with some of the professionals. But you look at Jamar Chase or Penny Sewell or some of the guys at the top who end up going – in the top 10, and it didn't really affect much of their draft status. Do you think that could be a precedent set where guys look at that and say, okay, you know what, it almost might be better for me to leave a team like a Purdue or an Arkansas or a team and go train with these guys for a year to get ready for the NFL draft? Do you see that possibly starting to be more of a wave?
I sure hope not. I don't like it at all. I think you're quitting on your team. We saw way too much of this in bowl games. We saw way too much of this, and even during the midseason and then the preseason, frankly. So I hope we don't see that. I think it's not good for the game, and frankly, it's not good for I think for the players, for that matter, also. So. If you're a player that is probably going to be drafted anyway, like you mentioned, I would agree with that. But the reality is, for the rest of these guys, I think it's way, way too big of a risk for that to be able to happen. I mean, remember the transfer from Wake Forest to Georgia, Jamie Andrews. He didn't even play, frankly, and it cost him dearly because he was not even drafted. So I'm concerned about that. But COVID, like it was last year, is no longer a reason not to play.
Brett, looking right now, Texas A&M. We know Jimbo Fisher likes to, I guess you could say, poke the bear, but he's been a coach with Nick Saban when they're at LSU. They know each other very well. He has that confidence, but he also has the, I guess you could say, bank account to go with it. Just right now, not all the accolades outside of the Florida State national title. When it comes down to Texas A&M, they had their best season we've seen in pretty much in my lifetime, and an opportunity to build on that, especially knowing that teams like Alabama, Florida, some of the uncertainty of teams around them with their quarterback situation, that a lot of these guys went pro. When you look at the situation with Texas A&M, though, do you feel that he's maybe getting a little bit too big for his britches when it comes to sort of calling out the teams like Alabama and some of the others saying like, oh no, we expect to be just like them next year? We saw that with Ed Ogeron. They got pretty lucky to have a guy by the name of Joe Brady and Joe Burrow, and it actually worked out when they said that during SEC Media Days against the chagrin of everybody that heard that. What do you think of the comments when Jimbo says we pretty much feel like we should be Alabama at this point?
Well, he was talking to the Houston Aggie Club, and it's what happened with that. So, Chad, as you know,
you're going to rah-rah them up. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no doubt about it, and that's exactly what happened. So I get him saying that. And Nick Saban was asked later about that comment. What does he think about that comment? And Saban's reply to that was, "You mean in golf?" Which is a great reply. But no, that's your stuff that you say on the booster tour. But look, they're going to be good. There's no doubt. I mean, they've got Alabama at home. Haynes King, Zach Calzada, or your two quarterbacks. Caden Davis is a really good kicker. They've got Anaiah Smith, who I really like. Isaiah Spiller is one of the better backs anywhere. They've got an incredible defensive line, frankly. So, for behind Alabama, if you're looking for somebody, it would have to be either A&M or LSU.
Well, it's going to be an exciting season. A lot of change. I mean, personally, we expect the lock and reload from teams like Alabama, but I just think at this point, with Bryce Young and the future, not 100% certainty on how the quarterback's going to look. But we've seen that before. You send the notes each week with the outside linebacking duo with Will Anderson, Chris Allen, and those guys. Going to be something special. But really looking forward to this year. Is Nick Saban? I mean, what do you feel? I know your brother works more over in that area near Tuscaloosa, but what do you see with Nick Saban and any grace period? Is he, I mean, until he gets frozen one day like Ted Williams, is he never going to give it up? How many years does Nick Saban have left at this point, in your opinion?
He's got probably minimum of five more if he couldn't go longer than that. He's in great health. Now, I understand he may have stopped the noon basketball game that they had. But at the same time, he loves it. He's energized by the recruiting. He knows that he has got things right now almost on it's an every year, year out, year in situation. So, and they've got, I was at the spring game. They've got an incredible amount of talent that is just unbelievable. So I think he literally goes, I'm going to say minimum 5 to 7 years, but longer.
Brent, always great stuff. Next week, like we said, the magazine should be out coming around there on Tuesday. That's what Drew and I were talking about.
At least for Athlon Sports,
for Athlon,
from what I've seen on their website.
Yeah, and we'll have a chance.
And Lindy's will probably be out too. Those are the two we can always look for in the beginning.
Those are the two best. Phil Steele, a lot of stuff in there, but yeah, my favorites are always
that one. Always
Lindy's
comes
and Athlon,
in later on in July. Well, he's still doing interviews with coaches.
That's true.
To get his done. Yes.
Yeah, literally.
He's literally
exactly right. Yes.
Yes, he's still going to be getting that stuff. It's not out yet. He's still working on it right there. The book's only three-fourths of the way done. Hey, Brent, always great stuff. And looking forward to talking to you here again, my friend, next week.
Me too, guys. Take care.